This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
All right, Joe, come on. It's time to go.
It's 2017 already?
Afraid so. Time for a new season.
Well, I guess I knew this day would come.
Yeah, seems like only yesterday it was last season. All right, come on now. Dead man walking on the brown mile.
Hi, Joe.
You the man, Joe. You are all pro, Joe.
Tell my mama I love her, all right?
You got it, Joe.
And tell somebody to take care of my cattle.
Yeah, sure thing, Joe. All right, come on, let's get this over with.
Pastor, is it going
to
hurt?
Now, my boy. Times like this are always difficult. Try your best to stay strong, and the Lord loves you.
Warden, it's the governor. He's on the phone.
He is? Yes, hello, Mr. Governor. Yes, sir. What's that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I understand. Thank you, sir. Well, Joe, that was the governor. You're a lucky man. Seems he's accepted your plea for clemency, and you're officially released from the Cleveland Browns. Congratulations.
Oh, thank God.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put, stop it.
You like that?
Once you go dead, you don't go back.
Dag.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang. You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
The CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. For parts of North America, the sun went out today. For a little under 3 minutes, the forces of darkness ruled in daylight as a great swath of shadow up to 190 miles wide cut across the continent from the coast of Oregon to Greenland. It was the last total eclipse of the sun for North America until the year 2017.
Because it's dangerous to look directly at the sun, or even at part of it, eclipse gazers had to be ingenious. Through peepholes, reverse images of the lunar solar spectacular captured inside shoeboxes. Infants put safely inside paper bags. Cardboard masks with special dark lenses. Many of the thousands here had prepared for months for these moments.
It was really very... incredible experience. I saw some corona. And...
Ooh, I was scared to death. I was really scared.
Very spiritual experience, it is to me anyway.
And that's the way it is. Monday, February 26, 1979. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News.
They put infants in paper bags? What? Are you kidding me? What are
they're
you
like
talking
little
about?
Lunches. They bring them like their lunch. Come on, we're gonna go watch the eclipse through the shoebox.
Oh my God!
This is an incredible experience, man. I picked up what I thought was a ham sandwich, and it's not. It's a little girl.
Oh, that was great. What a Walter Cronkite from 1979.
I don't understand it, Tom. It's almost like science can predict things by looking at how things work in the cosmos. How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know.
He was right on. It's that Illuminati shit. He was all part of that New World Order. You know that, right?
Who, Walter Cronkite?
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason I wasn't really afraid of that.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't long after he died before the forces of darkness absolutely tried to smear his name.
Wow.
I do like that, though. How many people in Kentucky panicked? Oh, my God, the most trusted man in America just said the forces of darkness is coming.
Man, this whole eclipse thing, I tell you what, people, man, you get people riled up, you can make some money, John. I mean, my God, it is just the sheep.
Oh, I know it. Dude, you should see my new fucking USA hat that I just bought off of Trump.com.
USA! USA!
It's $45. I could have got it for $2.99 over there at the Walmart, but I figured, you know.
You wanted to make sure he got the money.
Right, you know, because he's a great guy.
Oh, Jesus. All right, stop. Somebody will think you're serious. All right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm Tom. He's John. And if you're brand new to the show, by the way, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. John's a Washington Redskins fan.
Hail to the Redskins, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, they see that kind of retardedness. But
retardedness? But anyway. Dude, now everybody that's politically correct has turned us off.
And I... We always get, you know, how do you guys do that together? Well, because he's in Maryland and I'm in Ohio, so 600 miles apart's how we can do this together. Which, oh, by the way, I'm a Buckeye fan when it comes to college, and he's a Penn State Nittany Lions fan. So,
damn straight.
And the Buckeyes are 1-0. And anyway,
had their hands full.
Yeah. Okay. Coming up, Mama always said not to look into the eye of the sun.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna tell you what. Since you brought it up. I'm going to steal this moment of the show right now that says that Mama always told me not to look into the sights of the sun is a line from a great, great song, Blinded by the Light, which many of you know has two versions. Most people are going to sit there and go, oh, that's that Manfred Mann song. And all of you should go find a fire pit and throw yourselves into it.
That's Bruce Springsteen.
That's right. Tom, equate it to something you can relate to, like if Justin Bieber and Macklemore recorded Enter Sandman and then changed it into a song about dancing with a hot girl, right? Every time that Manfred Mann song comes on the fucking radio, I want to go hunt down the person who put it in the tape or put it in the fucking rotation and strangle them.
All right.
Of course, this is the age of nobody can take a joke, so FBI, I'm not really going to go kill anybody.
Okay, are you done?
I am done.
All right. Also coming up, it's over, Johnny.
I guess we'll see you next week.
You remember that from Rambo? It's over, Johnny.
Oh, that's right.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. Nothing is over. Except for using the right side of my lip. That's over. I can't do that.
Ah, hell. Here come the Browns, John. Look out.
Oh, boy.
And there they go.
They fell in the lake.
And then it caught on fire. We got the douchebags of the decade coming up. Wait till you hear.
Seriously, I hope it's not us.
No.
Okay.
Of course, our season predictions. We're not going to bore you more than like a minute. We'll just throw them out there and be done with that. We don't take it that serious because you never know. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
I happen to know people out there, they wait for us to tell them who's going to win.
They do. Well, I don't want to tell them too much because we're competing against them in the pigskin pick'em and the survival challenge.
Tom, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for advice.
All right, since you said that, I will mention, you heard there in the very, very beginning of the show when we mentioned to you on the last show that mybookie.ag is back to sponsor the show for the entire season, and we love them, and you should too. Get over there, and if you want to bet, well, we're going to tell you all about it coming up, so John, you need to just hold on.
Tom.
We're not doing the live commercial for mybookie.ag yet. We want you to go over to mybookie.ag where you can play, you win, and you get paid. But we're not doing the commercial yet.
Sorry, Tom. I haven't gambled in about 15 minutes.
All right.
So I had to get it out of my system.
Okay, well, let's talk about a little bit different. It's not for money, but it's our pigskin pick'em and our survival challenge games over at ESPN.com.
It is for fabulous prizes.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And John will
possibly
tell you what
organic
those
are. Fabulous prizes.
But we have these every year. You just go over to ESPN, you go to their fantasy football section, and there's a pigskin pick'em and a survival challenge. And you just pick all the games for each week, and then the survival challenge, you pick one team to win, and once you pick them, there you can't pick them again the rest of the year, and you try to stay alive all year. And there's groups. Once you create your entry, if you don't have an account, you got to create an account on ESPN, very easy. Then go to the Pigskin Pick'em and the Survival Challenge, create an entry, and then go to join a group, and you'll put in Bang Radio Hour, you'll see it, join it.
Bang Radio Hour 2017.
All yeah. Right. That's the group name. And I was just looking here. In the Pigskin Pick'em, I'm Dak, Dak, Dak.
Dak, Dak, Dak.
Yeah. Dak, Dak, Dak.
Dak, Dak,
and Dak. I am Hair Plug Addict.
What the hell, Hair Plug? Who was that?
That's Hair Plug Addict is me.
No, I know.
Oh, that was Joe Buck, man.
Joe Buck.
Come on.
Joe Buck.
I need some chestnut fucking highlights, buddy. Come on.
He had an addiction to hair plugs. That's right.
That's right. He's the Hair Plug Addict.
Cutler's wife made me. Oh, she's so pretty.
Oh, I haven't even looked at her.
What's her name? Yeah, she's an actress. Oh, for God's sakes.
I think I know who it is. I just haven't looked at her for a while because I just don't give a shit about that kind of stuff.
I know. Yeah.
I think it's funny, though, that if you Google pictures of Jay Cutler, there's a goddamn bodybuilder that is named Jay Cutler. And he's not just a bodybuilder. He's one of those ridiculously overpumped fucking Goodyear, the fucking Goodrich guy bodybuilders. It's ridiculous.
Mm. Well, Cutler's married. Sure. He's married to Kristen Cavallari.
Okay. Well, that means nothing to me.
Okay. That's all right.
I don't know these popular culture things.
Okay, why would you name your team Jabbar Gaffney's Junk?
Well, I guess the guy who named that team is a big fucking dick.
Or he's a big fan of Jabbar Gaffney's Junk. Or maybe it really is Jabbar's Junk. I don't know.
Maybe it is. It probably can type. We've seen that thing practically on one of those slow motion field trips we took.
Oh my gosh, I showed up to play. Somebody heard the best of. We had that on Best Of, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's Joe Sturr. He's been around since show number one.
Oh, so he heard us the original time we did that.
Yeah. Hell, yeah. Joe Sturr is one of the old friends of the show. I like that hanging with Hernandez. But my favorite so far right now, early lead for name of the year is, wait a minute, a poutine enthusiast. A poutine enthusiast.
Loving that urban bacon.
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 OMF Goff.
Look at the name, Ramuel L. Jackson. Oh, shit.
That's not right, Zeke's pimp hand. Come on now.
That's a whole big mess.
He's about to get out of that.
That's a whole big mess. Yeah, he's about to. NFL. I don't know what they have fucked the bed on that hard.
He's going to get completely out of the suspension now. If you've already had your fantasy draft and you took Zeke in the second round, you got the steal of the draft.
Yep. Yep.
Kaepernick's missing Bible. Are you serious? Kaepernick's missing Bible. It's a great team.
I swear, I ain't seen it. You can check me.
Megan Sparkles.
Megan's a classic.
Megan! Sparkle on my nail. I'm sorry. Don't cry.
No, this is your fault.
No, it's your fault.
God damn it. I forgot how fun that was.
Oh, those are great. All right. Let's see. And then, of course, like I said, there's the pick'em. And then that was the pick'em. Let's see. What do we got over here on the Eliminator Challenge? Oh, I put this up here. Did you see what my name was on the Eliminator Challenge?
No, actually, I just looked at it. My name is Brain Damaged.
I made it just for you. It's Bang Nation.
Bang Nation. I like the sound of that.
Oh, now he's got his own nation, and now he
likes it.
Now he's a fan.
I demand that you recognize me as a sovereign nation. All I need is a military and an economy and a constitution and everything.
Oh, knuckle deep.
Knuckle deep. Yeah, oh, that must be... that's Jared Goff. We got Jared Goff in our league. He stuck his finger right on up there.
There's Anadem. Oh, his team name is to be announced. It says TBA.
He phoned it in.
It says TBA. That's great.
He phoned it in.
That's hilarious. Oh, Eddie Lacy's dietitian.
And now, Max took Ray Ray's stolen Bible.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, okay, Ray Ray's stolen Bible. All right.
See, now that to me, that decreases your opportunity to win any of the fabulous prizes for cleverest team name because you have used the same name in both leagues. You know, come on. And there's a few of you that have done that. Eddie Lacy's dietitian, though, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Dude's probably commanding a $10,000 fee to get the guy to lose 3 pounds.
All right, so get over to ESPN's website and join Pigskin Pick'em and Survival Challenge and join the group.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the eclipse for a moment. Because Odell Beckham...
My wide receiver.
Your wide receiver, if his ankle wasn't sprained bad enough, he decided he wanted to tempt fate and blind himself. Okay.
Yeah.
He decided to look at the sun during the eclipse. And I'm like,
idiot.
I don't know who's dumber, him or the people that put sunscreen on their eyes.
Jesus Christ. That blows me away that people did that. But Odell Beckham probably just listened to that rapper that did the same damn thing. Whose name I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember his name. I heard about that too. Beckham's probably fine. I mean, it you know, anytime you, whether there's an eclipse or not, I can't. If I take one glance at the sun, I have to look away. It hurts immediately. Yeah,
absolutely.
Eclipse or no eclipse.
As Beckham's fantasy owner, if it does affect his play, Tom, it voids the contract. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh well, you can let him go.
His agent would take it up with my league commissioner.
You. anyway, he mainly had his eyes closed. Come on. But it was funny because there was a guy with him, and he's talking to him, and listen to what he says to the guy.
You see it, bro?
How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
What? How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
I don't even know what the hell that sentence even means. How long you ain't supposed to look at it? Well, forever.
Of all the ways to go blind, this is probably the fastest. So better get yourself Eclipse sunglasses.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, yeah!
How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
Yeah, the answer's forever. That's how long you ain't supposed to look at it. Forever. You're never supposed to look at it.
How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
That is fantastic. I can't. That's hilarious. Odell Beckham.
You can hear Eli in the background. No, Odell, no, you don't look right at it. Eli was like, can I throw an interception at it? Can I?
Okay, so I told you, you know, we finally, I don't know, it's been 5-6 years, I don't know, since we have a new show open every season, but we've had the same show close for, I don't know, I mean years, you know.
Yeah,
5, 6, 7 years, something like that. So I finally made a new one, and I told John he's going to die laughing at the first clip he hears in the close, and it's that guy going, the Giants fan who's all pissed off about, and there's Eli with the interception that ruined the game.
I love that guy.
I know.
The Redskins. The fucking Redskins.
We'll have to revisit him soon.
The thing is, though, he's him and like the Dak guy, they're comedians. They did that as a bit. And although it was very fucking funny.
Oh, it was outstanding.
That guy Vic does a bit all the time. Most of them are not funny, but that one was fucking funny.
That one was great. Oh,
hell
my
yeah.
God, that was so good.
Yeah, we'll give him a shout-out. I think it's Vic DiBattetto. If you go to YouTube, you'll see him.
There's Eli with the interception to end the game.
What the fuck? Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I love that. All right, so we got a referee made a call in the 49ers-Broncos game. What the heck? I wish I'd have seen this.
I tell you what, I wish I would have seen the play myself, but I did watch the second preseason game by the Broncos, and there was another one almost just like this. The Broncos special teams, if you drafted them in your fantasy team, you better hope penalties don't count against you, because my God, these guys can't do anything out there right. They can't.
Well, penalties will count against you, because it'll take away your special teams touchdown and, you know, stuff like
seriously,
that.
Seriously, their special teams are penalty driven.
Well, here, listen to I've listened to this several times, and I'm still not quite sure how many yards should go, but you'll find out.
There are six flags on the field.
Six flags.
So there may be three fouls, because there were two separate fouls on the receivers.
Yeah, multiple fouls during the play by both teams. The receiving team holding number 46. Holding, number 81, blocking the back, number 80.
He's laughing.
Personal foul, number 2 of the receiving team, blocking while out of bounds. Holding, number 18. of their kicking team.
What?
With all that, it's an offset.
With all that, it's an offset. Are you kidding?
I know.
Wait, somebody get me Jerome Boger.
What? Yeah, see, sometimes it's like we ordered a pizza, you know, and it got there just a little bit into the second quarter, so we needed some time to have somebody run down the tunnel and get it. So I call in my microphone and I say, everybody go ahead and throw your flag right now. And we got a good 5 minutes to sort it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead serious, though, dude. I watched the second preseason game, and unless I was accidentally watching one of those replays that they play forever on NFL Network.
Well, you might have been.
I don't know, because I think it was against the Packers, they had another play like that. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Maybe it was.
That's great. That's great. Hey. I don't know. Hey. I wouldn't be surprised. I've seen flags everywhere.
They got new rules all over the place. These guys can't keep track of it.
Oh, God. Well, at least they won't be throwing them at the celebration.
Because, you see, sometimes I say to myself, damn, that man's butt be sticking out too far. I'm going to throw a flag. 15 yards, butt sticking out too far.
We've had, let's see, this offseason, it's amazing when you think about it because you can't even begin to name them all. In a typical offseason, how many quarterbacks do you think sign as free agents with other teams?
I'd say probably 12. We're talking teams that are going to sign a guy that's never going to make the team.
Maybe.
12 to 15.
33.
Wow.
There were 33.
So probably I'm just wrong. That's probably an average.
Yeah, the NFL had 33 free agent quarterbacks sign with teams during the offseason, and none of them were named Colin Kaepernick.
No. Well, to be honest with you, and I don't want to give anything away, Tom, but right now he's got the inside track on that intern job we've been advertising. I don't want to make anybody excited, but
I will give him that job in a heartbeat. Please come take the job. That would be
great. Tell him, look, we don't even play the anthem in the show, except when people fuck it up. So.
Great.
You'll be good to go.
Oh, hell.
You can't piss off anybody because we don't like that.
That's right.
And we have, well, never mind.
Well, yeah. And now Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron is upset.
Doddering old man by now.
Yeah, he's upset. He says Colin's getting blackballed because of the whole national anthem thing. Well, yeah, but here, listen to Hank.
I think he's getting the wrong deal. And I think that if you look at all of the quarterbacks in the league right now, I think you have to say he is 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't think anybody can do the things that he do.
Really?
So, you know, I just wish somebody would open up and give him a chance to do his thing and say, hey, you know, he's entitled to whatever he did, and let's forget about it. I think the thing that bothers me about this whole situation is the fact that he has gone to all these camps, I suppose, and nobody seemed to think that he stands a chance of being number one. Here's a man, a young player who almost carried a team to a championship, to a Super Bowl. Somebody needs to give this young man a chance.
I agree. I would take him in Dallas in a heartbeat, and we've talked about this a couple shows ago. But that was like a couple months ago. So.
Right. Well, let's hope that in Dallas you have a need for a backup quarterback rather quickly once the season starts.
Shut up.
Sorry about that.
But, yeah, you know, so.
I have thoughts on this matter.
Well, you know, and I was surprised. I don't have the audio, but I heard Jim Brown say, I don't disrespect the flag. I would never do that to the flag. He said these guys should find an intelligent way to express themselves. And I thought, well. You know, when you're doing this, you're trying to get attention. That's the goal.
Right.
And
but
he did.
Hey, look, Jim Brown, you got to remember, dude, at the end of the Dirty Dozen, he pulled out those grenades and threw them down those after they filled those fucking tunnels with gasoline. Remember, he threw them down the chimneys and blew everything up, including himself, and he knew he was going to die when he did it.
Yeah.
But God damn it, he did.
Yeah.
Killed those Nazi fuckers. So there you go.
But, yeah, look, I'm, so, I, you know, I, you know he, whatever.
I don't think blackballed is a proper term, because blackballed denotes that people are stopping him politically because they don't agree with his stance, and I don't think that's it at all. I think that when you see people like Hank Aaron talking to a reporter, Hank Aaron should look right at the reporter and go, you know, it's kind of your fault, because all they're doing is giving us what we want. And when you got people out there protesting at the NFL, protesting, don't you realize you are the reason he's not got a job, because you're going to come wherever he goes? And you're just going to cause a big fucking distraction. This period. Oh, he's not starting? Let's protest. We got him a job. Let's see what we can do. It's a bunch of people that know nothing about football that are trying to force this issue onto him. If they would all go away, he'd have a much better chance.
Right.
You know? So.
Well, but you know what? There were 11 Cleveland Browns players kneeling.
You know what, though? I'll tell you what. Up until about a year ago, nobody knew who knelt and who didn't, because we never saw who – they never put the anthem on television. They would always go to the goddamn games either right in the middle of the song or after it was done.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all a contrived load of crap. And it's great that Colin Kaepernick has gotten a message out that he wants to. You've heard me say it a million times. I think I respect the hell out of him for everything he's done. He should run for office. But – demanding he gets a job is one of the reasons he's not going to get a job. Football teams are a delicate balance.
Yeah.
Teams pay hundreds of millions of dollars.
And right? That is, who was I listening to? Was it Deuce Staley? Deuce Staley said exactly what you said. Look, if his talent was worth the distraction or the circus, he would have a job. That's what he said. He goes, he's not good enough to right. put up with the distraction that comes with him. But I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well, that's a hell of a distraction.
There's a distraction until he throws a touchdown, and then nobody gives a damn anymore. Throw another one. Come on. Yeah, let's go. You know what I mean?
Tell you what. Let me get a bunch of reporters in a locker room and start to divide it up racially.
Oh, right? God.
Let one guy say, oh, I don't necessarily agree with him. I think we should trust the police. And then watch the media run crazy with that shit. All right.
Right.
We are an information society, which means a misinformation society, which means pay attention to me. You know, so we're analyzing the shit out of this, but that's part of the reason why he doesn't have a job in the NFL is because he attracts too much lightning.
I know.
You know, and who's going to be the one to tell these other 52 players, hey, look, you know, I know you guys have worked all your life for this, and some of you guys, this is your last year, whether you know it or not. Sorry, we're going to fucking bring this distraction in here for no other reason right. except that the NFL wants us to.
Well, all right, well, let's move on, because there was another quarterback not named in those 33 free agent quarterbacks that signed with teams, and that was Johnny Manziel. He still does not have a job.
Well, gosh, maybe there's a reason why.
Yeah, well, so he did the next best thing, John. He went and worked out for the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the CFL.
That is the next best thing, from what I understand.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, too many red flags, man. We don't think he's equipped to be a professional football player.
You know, hey, we don't want to say anything bad about the guy, but hey, he doesn't look like a pro, you know. All he did up here was keep asking for the moose head. Hey, where's the keg of moose head? Everybody says they got a keg of moose head on the sideline up here, but no, we got Gatorade just like anybody else.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw a play in the Canadian Football League that I don't... of course, I don't understand Canadian football so much, but I thought it was more closer to regular American football than this, because they punted, right? One of the teams punted. So once I get past looking at the absolutely weird-ass big fucking field, the guy grabs the punt and throws a pass. Okay, like remember when you were a kid, you could yell spot and throw a pass, right? When you caught the punt, he throws a pass. He throws a spot pass, and the dude who catches the spot pass punts it.
Okay.
So that goes all the way back down the other field. The other team that punted it first runs down and gets it and punts it back. And they punted it back again, and then they downed it, and that's where the ball was. And I was like, what in the living fuck was that? My God.
John needed therapy after that.
I was going to call my TV company and say, God damn it, this fucking thing is broken. What the fuck was that?
It keeps repeating itself.
I don't know what the hell this is supposed to be showing me, football. What the hell? It's broken. Oh, the Canadians are up there going, oh, no, that's a rolling oak, you know.
Yeah, but they're laughing their ass off right now, too.
What the fuck was that? Watch, one of them's going to write to us and explain to us what it is. Oh, well.
All right, so our preseason is finally over. I watched, I flipped through a few games on Thursday night.
There would not one starter played. I looked at every box score. I could not find the name of one single starter. And pretty much maybe a half dozen second string players played, but that was it, man. It was third string and fourth string, and that was it. I got to go back to, you know, because we always have this. People complain. Oh, there's too many preseason games. This was not meant for television.
No, it's not. But I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to disagree. I enjoyed it because because today it's Friday, everybody. Tomorrow is cut down day,
right.
So everybody's going from 90 to 53. There's going to be like 1,150 football players out of work.
Well, not
this time tomorrow.
Not every team has 90. Current. A lot of them have already cut down to.
You get
to
you 60 get the point.
To 70.
There's
one
cut.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's
got
to be down to 53.
Everybody that
tomorrow.
Played on Thursday night is busting their ass for a job. That's the way I see it. And there was some pretty good football, even though it was bad football. It was better than some of the college games we're going to see this Saturday, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, I understand that. That's not my point, really, because I get what you're saying, and that's great.
Yeah.
The games have to happen, and that's fine. If you enjoyed it, that's great. But the people who complain about we shouldn't have these, they should not be playing this many preseason games. Again, you got to go back. You think about the starters. In the first game, the second game, a lot of them didn't even play the first game, the starters. And then they get in the second game and they play a series or two. Okay, so they get out there and they throw the ball 6-7 times. And then in the third game, they might throw, you know, they might play a half. Most guys I saw were out before halftime. Most starters.
Yep.
Most of them. A few of them even played into the third quarter a little bit. But they were usually younger guys. You know what I mean? Tom Savage, the quarterback for the Houston Texans. They wanted to get him a little more work, and then nobody in the fourth game. So you think about the number of reps that these players got in these preseason games.
Yeah.
In all the games combined, dude, they didn't get they get more reps in one practice than they got in all of those preseason games.
But by and large, I think what they've all done is they've devalued it, and I think it hurts them because they've also devalued practice. You don't hit in practice. Nobody hits in practice. But the teams that you do hear about that break the rules and flaunt that they break the rules, so much so that Joe Buck with his hair plug addiction says, you know, the Seattle Seahawks, they're not supposed to tackle in practice, but they do. They go full out. That's why these guys are ready to play every Sunday. They have an advantage. These teams that you're right, they don't give them reps, and practice, they don't fucking tackle. And you get teams out there in the first 2 weeks, and everybody's got these fucking soft flesh injuries. You got a hamstring. Oh, you got your fucking contusion on your leg. Hey, you pussy. You had fucking 2 weeks to get ready, which you busted down from 4 weeks. Get your ass back into goddamn training camp. I'll bet you they don't even bother to bring ice tubs to these fucking things anymore, Tom, because nobody needs them after these fucking practices. God damn it. I want to see these motherfuckers bleeding.
Yeah, you.
So, what am I paying my cable bill for?
So does Doc Walker, evidently.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pay attention. Doc is on my hit list all year long.
Scrimmage each other, tackle, go to the ground for maybe at least half of the practice.
Even not your ones. I'm just saying, give me the pet the puppies.
You got to pet the puppies, John.
You got to bring them out and pet them puppies.
That's right. Wait a minute. Where are we at? The strip club? What's going on?
Doc Walker. All right, look, for anybody that doesn't know, Doc Walker's on the radio here in Washington, and he also does sideline reporting during the radio broadcasts of the Redskins game. And he has, I don't want to say he's got CTE, but he's in his 60s, and he played in the 80s with a thin little helmet back in the day. And he's got a definite way of saying things. He's been a football player his whole effing life, so he's going to be fun all fucking year.
We had a 6-week camp. Before the year I got in, they were going 8. I only had to go 6.
Yeah.
Every group looks at you, and they looked at us like, y'all soft as dodo bird.
You went less time.
I don't know how soft is a dodo bird, John. I've never held a touch to dodo bird. What?
See, that's where I think sometimes, you know, that's where this was a hit in the Giants game in 1983 that crossed this wire here. And, oh, dodo bird.
I think
he meant to say marshmallow when dodo bird came out. I don't know.
I think Doc Walker looked into the eye of the sun. That's what I think.
He got Odell.
Of all the ways to go blind, this is probably the fastest. So better get yourself Eclipse sunglasses.
I know, it's so dumb, but I love it.
It is really fucking dumb.
But, it's one of those things. It's so short and so dumb, it makes it so funny.
Hey, though, if you got some, did you have some glasses? I had some glasses. I thought it looked pretty cool.
I didn't waste my time with it. It was so cloudy here, and we knew it was going to be cloudy. And
Well, if you had glasses, wait 7 years. There's going to be another one comes right up the east coast of the United States.
Well, there's going to be another one that goes right through Ohio here in whatever 27, 30, whatever, the next two, you know, the longer one away.
Tell you what, though, Tom, that one really is the devil.
Yep.
It's coming.
Yep.
The shadows of darkness are coming.
All right. So, Doc, now he says he can't watch. He doesn't want to watch this.
This experiment that the entire league is in the, well, most of the league is in the process of right now. I'm just trying to figure out as a consumer, as a fan, and as a season ticket holder, how do I not pull my hair out of my head from watching this product? And how do I, do I have patience enough to get through this process?
Now, is he talking about preseason or the whole season?
He's talking about training camp. In general, he thinks it's now completely useless, completely worthless. In the morning, they go through a walkthrough, and he completely can't believe why they do that. I haven't gotten as much on this guy as I could give you, because I know we got a lot for the show today. But, my God, he hates what they have turned this shit into.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, Saturday morning walkthroughs before the Sunday game's been going on for decades.
No. There's no two-a-days anymore in most of these training camps. They do a walkthrough in the morning, and then they have a light practice in the afternoon.
Right.
There's no hitting. There's no going to the ground, and he hates it. Not all teams do it. That's my point. Some teams have bought, because that's what's in the agreement with the NFLPA, right? So, not all teams. That's why I said earlier, Seattle. They fucking hit. They play. They go to training camp and look at the advantage that they have usually on defense, just out of their ferocity, their ability to tackle. You watch how many teams in the next couple of weeks are going to have nicks and bruises and guys that can't play because of this and that and this and that, and it's because they're not ready to fucking get hit. Because in the preseason, which brought us up, they don't play enough.
I thought it was because it was a very fast, violent sport. That's why they got hurt.
Well, yeah, but they're compounding it by not actually trying to toughen up a little bit.
I mean, I look at that. I look at what happened to what's his name from New England, and I'm like, I don't care what that guy did or didn't do during preseason. It didn't make a damn bit of difference. That knee was going to be tore up.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to happen, but it's a contact sport. You got to prepare yourself to play a contact sport.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is very true. All right, one more thing here from Doc Walker, John. Over all this, man, he got to recalibrate himself, man.
All right, get the caliper out to calibrate.
I just said, you know what? I'm going to look at this and go, the Baltimore game was their scrimmage. Last week was their first preseason game. In my mind, I'm thinking, how can you have a non-contact camp and expect people to be proficient in a contact sport?
Right.
So what I'm going to do is back my brain off and recalibrate myself so that I don't feel nauseous and don't feel like I have vomit in my mouth while I watch these performances. And then maybe I can come to grips. Maybe it'll line up to where it'll meet at the same point and be proficient. I don't know any other way to deal with it because I don't see it.
Just for everybody's sake, because this is the first show of the season, I'm going to be watching Doc, listening to Doc, because he comes on. For one, he does the sideline reporting, and if the game is going bad and they go down to him, he is not kind at all, dude. He is ready to go out there on the field. He's been, like I said, a football player all his life. He's probably eating more mud than he's eating fucking fish, all right? There's that, and then first thing in the morning after a game, they call him while he's on the treadmill, and he doesn't hold back. If they lose, you'll hear what I got, what it's coming up this year, because I think the Redskins are probably going to lose. I don't know, 3 or 4,
yeah,
six or eight.
Oh, you're not going to pick him to win the division?
I really don't know. What's that?
You're not going to pick him to win the division?
We will get to that later, Tom.
All right. Okay, well, you mentioned sideline reporters.
Right.
Okay, and there's this one, Danny Klumpinger.
Wait, what's her name? Well, hold on. Yeah, you can't do that when I have freaking liquid in my mouth. She's Danny Klumpinger?
She's much cuter than her name.
Oh, well, I guess she is. You ever watch Hee Haw? They's always cute down on there. She's one of them Klumpinger girls from down Tick Neck Holler.
But I'm thinking she might be as dumb as her name sounds.
She's Danny Klumpinger. Hi.
This is Danny Clumpinger.
So he's an offensive tackle. I don't understand the Bengals for the life of me why they let him. Franchise tagged, whatever they had to do to keep him, because he's a left tackle. Right. Friggin' left tackle for the Bengals, and now he's gone to the Rams. And I would imagine there Todd Gurley's thrilled. I'm sure that Jared Goff is thrilled, you know. They got
Jared
themselves
Goff
a,
doesn't realize what it's, happened. Yeah, it's he's looking at the right tackle.
Andrew Whitworth. He's a hell of a tackle. And so Danny Clumpinger, you know, he's done now. He's played his action in this preseason game, and he's over on the side. And she's over here talking to him, and dude, I mean, if you can figure out, I think she's trying to ask him if Todd Gurley can run the football, but this is how it came out.
Danny Clumpinger with a key.
There, he said it for you, Danny Clumpinger.
The fact that somebody in the booth went, you got to go to Danny Clumpinger.
Yeah, this is, what is this, NFL Network. NFL Network. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, here we go.
Danny Clumpinger with a key.
And, of course, that's Mr. Ears, Andrew Siciliano himself.
Oh, yeah, it's Mr. Monkey. Yeah, he's Curious George. I can call him a monkey. He's white, right?
He's Italian. He's very Italian.
Okay, he's very Italian. Sorry out there to all my Luigi friends.
His name is Siciliano. Are you kidding me?
Jeez, I guess you're right. His name is Andrew Lasagna.
I'll tell you who's not Italian, Danny Clumpinger.
No, she ain't. Hey, why don't you go across over there and ask the Clumpingers to come over for dinner?
All right, here she is.
Danny Clumpinger with a key Rams off-season edition. Danny.
That's right, Andrew Whitworth. Everybody wants to know if Todd Gurley is going to be able to get let loose out here. What do you think? Do you see that offensive mind going to happen with Sean's team?
Yeah, I really do. I think that Todd's going to have a great season.
Thanks, Andrew.
That's just a string of words. Hey, Andrew Whitworth, airplane peanut butter, elephants in the toenails, upside on the treetops. What do you think about that? You know what she's got? She's got some clown in her ear telling her what to say, and she's trying to say it at the same time. She's like a marionette down there. She's...
That's right, Andrew Whitworth. Everybody wants to know if Todd Gurley is going to be able to get let loose out here. What do you think? Do you see that offensive mind going to happen with Sean's team?
Yeah, I really do.
Do you see that offensive mind's going to happen with Sean's team?
Why? You know, if I'm that guy, I look at her and I go, yeah, the offensive mind is happening right over there. You can see the glow around his head. Oh my God!
Go to break.
Danny Clumpinger says we'll be right. Sorta where somewhat.
Bang Radio. Bang Radio.
Aaron Foley on Sideline Reporters.
Do you guys like football? I love football. I'm like the biggest football fan, you know. The one thing I don't like are the female reporters on the sidelines. You know what it is? I feel like they have no knowledge or passion for the game, you know? Like, the camera pans on them, they're wearing some sort of Russian fur coat ensemble with, like, a matching dead cat on their head, you know? And they're, you know, they're reporting, they're like, it's halftime from Giants Stadium, and the Giants have 40 total offensive yards, which is great. Which is not great. Not great at all. They're going to need a couple more if they want to pull this game out. Managed to talk to the quarterback before he went into that dark tunnel-looking area. And his major concern, he wasn't getting enough protection in his pocket. Whoa, did I say that right? That sounds scandalous. Anyway, that's it for me. Back to you in the booth, Bob. I'm like, what? That's crazy. Like, if I was on the sidelines reporting, I'd get so into it, you know? I'd have black under my eyes. I'd have a helmet on for no apparent reason. I'd pull the quarterback over. I'm like, you're down by 17. Your slant patterns suck. The defense is controlling the line of scrimmage. You've had one first down. And I'd like to know what you're going to do about it, because I'm angry right now. Back to you in the booth, Bob.
MyBookie.ag. All right, look, John.
Sponsor.
You and I are not the average fan.
No, we're not.
Our listeners are not average fans. We don't know everything, but we know more than half. Okay, can we say that? We know more than half.
Definitely.
And if you know more than half, you can win money betting on games.
That's right. That's right. Now, before we go any further, Tom, I'd like to point out that even though people out there like us are extraordinary football fans and football knowledge, they're not as good looking as either one of us.
Well, I don't know what good that's going to do them on mybookie.ag, but boy, they do have beautiful women in the casino at that website.
I know. And they don't care what you look like.
I know. They just love you.
Yeah. Play cards with them.
Go over to mybookie.ag. When you sign up, you put in the promo code BANG, and they will match your deposit 100%.
They did it for me last year, and I put in my own name.
Well, yeah,
and they did pay out,
and they pay quick. I mean, it's two business days, so if you've got bets on Sunday games, you're getting paid Tuesday.
You look, if you're going to make a couple of bets on the football games, if you're going to do a little bit extra than the fantasy football, go ahead, mybookie.ag, man.
Instead of a donation, put your money in mybookie.ag. They match it,
and actually, when you win, the first download, yeah, go ahead and hit our donation button.
Later. Right, yeah, if you win money, then hit our donation button.
But make sure when you sign up, you use the promo code BANG.
In-game live betting, player perks, best in the business. They got an amazing mobile site, makes it so easy to bet on the game. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
I've got another obsession to break. No excuse. On Monday nights, I will come home late, drenched in booze. Football season begins really soon. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. My wife tries to watch, she gets confused. Which of these players are natural or on the juice? I can't describe how I miss John Madden, Al Michaels too. Which players will get arrested for dumb things they do?
Hey, what's up? This is Chris from Trap, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong. Headstrong, we're headstrong. Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone.
Barrett gonna pass. Tosses it up, Harris Campbell to his own 35, 40, Campbell, 45, 50. Down the left sideline to Indiana's 30, 20-yard line, Campbell, 10, and he takes it to the house for an Ohio State touchdown. Paris Campbell looking, Barrett looking, middle of the field, fires, hits Dixon, racing his way to the 40 of Indiana, to the 30, Dixon left side, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Johnny Dixon of the Buckeyes. Guns at left corner of the end zone, Benjamin Victor got it for 6, Benjamin Victor. The Buckeyes with a 49-21 victory here in Bloomington over Indiana.
They gave the enemy hope, and then they just started dropping bombs.
they did have their hands full with Indiana for a few minutes.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say.
I
got to give big props to Indiana, man. They got a hell of a quarterback because he's a veteran, and I knew that going in, and they got some big receivers. That guy Cobbs, 6'5". I'm telling you right now, that boy will be playing on Sundays.
Okay.
And they just man-to-man, our DBs are fast as shit, but they are not that. I mean, they're, you know, the corner on him was like a half a foot shorter than he was. So it's like, you know, you're trying to cover Megatron. He can just stand there and catch the ball. As long as you throw it high to him, you can't stop him from catching it. So They had to get out of that man coverage in the second half, and then, well, you saw after the 21, that was it. They just couldn't move. You know, because they changed up on them and went zone and stuff. And
I thought Ohio State played them well in the first half. It was just that they came out fired up and they came out hot and they got a couple of plays and that was that. However, what you will see is on Saturday a show of power by the Penn State Nittany Lions against the hated rival and national power, Akron Zips. They're going to go out there and say, well, let's go ahead and get shut out.
Yeah, you're going to go pound on the Zips, I'm sure. But you know what I'm really looking forward to? I mean, obviously, everybody's talking about Alabama, Florida State Saturday night, number one versus number three. But what's going to be fun to watch is one team wearing all powder blue and the other team wearing all maize, because that's what they're going to do when Michigan plays Florida Saturday afternoon.
You know, all maize. Just tell me you're going to wear baby shit colors. That's all that it looks like to me is baby shit colors.
Have you ever watched corn cobs play football, John?
I'm sure on Thursday Night Football we did. Oh, yeah, we saw the Rams that one year. They were dressed like bananas.
And they're going to get tackled by baby blue peeps.
Okay, here's the bottom line. Out there in television football land, none of us like that shit, okay? It's fucking stupid. I don't know how many of these jerseys you could possibly be selling. Are they selling well, Tom? Are these ridiculous color smash jerseys selling any numbers at all?
I don't know, but they got us talking about them, don't they?
Oh, like we're going to matter. Jesus Christ. Go to mybookie.ag right now. Spend your money.
I would have watched that game whether they did that with the uniforms or not.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah. I just, you know, the marketing gets to be stupid.
All right. Well, let's get back to the NFL. I mean, it was just, God, it was nice to watch a game of football that
real
mattered.
Football.
It counted last night. That was great.
Yeah.
That was, man, I was cheering. I was fired up. It was real.
You were fired up to play. You were ready to play.
That's right. I did my job. I showed up to play.
That's right.
All right. Let's get to the Browns here for a moment. Hugh Jackson.
Oh.
I was listening to show 299, John, just the day before yesterday. I was listening to show 299.
You know why he does that, people? To remember my phone number.
Yeah.
Because we have to say it at the beginning of the show so we can remember what it is.
So we were talking about Osweiler being in Cleveland. Getting traded there. What's he had? A $16 million salary. They were given a second round pick to take him from Houston, remember?
Right, right.
I said in show 299, I went, well, I mean, you know, there, that's good. Expectations aren't very high. He has no competition.
Right.
He is easily going to win the starting job.
Right.
I said
but
that.
But then they went and got another human being that could stand up and breathe.
Right.
Because that's about all it takes, it seems. Can you stand up?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you see?
And I even said that on the podcast 299. I said that the Cleveland Browns are going to see him come running out on the field. They're going to go, ooh, look, it's a quarterback. Both arms, both legs, everything works. Hey, man, come on. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, look, he didn't trip over none of the carpeting or nothing.
I know. But, so now, and I didn't even, I just found out they cut Osweiler today.
Today, yeah. You know what's funny is that they tried to trade him this week. And it's like, who's looking at that going, oh, yeah, I've been waiting for you guys to want to let up off of him.
Well, here's Hugh Jackson announcing the new starter.
Deshaun is our starting quarterback.
Deshaun
After
Kaiser.
Watching the tape, you know, I was mostly pleased with the way Deshaun played. Obviously, he's a young quarterback, and he still has a lot to learn. He's going to learn a lot and gain a lot of experience, and the only way you get that is by playing. And we're all excited about that.
That's right.
Oh.
They're excited, Tom.
Well, I'm going to call him and ask him what he's excited about.
All right, we were talking before in one of the episodes a few back about this Star Wars Greedo character, right?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Okay, so I'm going to bring up another Star Wars character here. The name I don't know. It's General something. But all I ever see when I see Osweiler is that fish guy going, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. General whatever his name is. I'm sure that Matt Wells is probably furiously typing an email at the very moment we're saying this. But that's what I see when I see Osweiler.
Well, I know who he is. Stop your emails. It's Admiral Akbar. I can tell you that because Sheldon does it all the time on Big Bang Theory. He goes, Admiral Akbar, it's a trap.
That's what I see when Osweiler sees a blitz. It's a trap. They probably, I'm sure they had to ask the NFL for an exemption to open his helmet up a little bit so he could fucking see. He's like a chameleon. One eye goes this way and on the sides of his head.
All right, let's call Hugh Jackson. I want to call Hugh Jackson, the coach of the Cleveland Browns.
We got a new phone number.
Hello?
Hugh Jackson.
Yes.
Hey, Coach, it's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. How are you?
Well, gosh, fellas, it's certainly great to hear from you.
Oh, do you know us?
No, but I'm telling you, anybody that calls any time that doesn't want to yell at me about only winning one game last year is just the greatest thing. You make my whole day.
Oh, we're not calling you to yell at you at all, Coach. And I'm, you know, that's great. You won a game last year. Maybe this year you win two. You know?
That would be 100% improvement. That's the way to think positive.
Yes, yes. So I am curious. It seemed like as we got into this preseason, it looked like Brock Osweiler was a shoe-in to be the starting quarterback, and now you've named DeShone Kizer the quarterback, and you parted ways with Brock, and that's fine. I'm sure he'll find another home in the NFL. But I just wonder what was wrong. What was the problem with I know there was a problem with him because he's the tallest quarterback in the league, but he has more passes knocked down than anybody. But what really was wrong with him?
Well, you know, Tom, as much as I hate to use this sort of language, he stinks. He really does. You know, we brought Brock here hoping he could play quarterback, and those guys down in Texas, they swore that he could, you know, and, well, you know, they talked really fast, and they got my boss all liquored up, and, well, you know, Brock, he's such a nice kid, Tom, but honestly, he'd be better off throwing something other than a football, to be quite honest with you. Maybe he could be a paper boy, or maybe he could move to Seattle and work in the fish market. You know how they throw those big mackerel around?
Right.
Right. He's tall. Yeah, he could be a very good window washer.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But we really feel that playing quarterback is really just not something he should have ever tried in the first place. He's just really bad at it.
But you like this DeShone Kizer?
DeShone is going to be the guy. Yeah. Well, for now anyway. I mean, after all, this is Cleveland and a quarterback's life expectancy. Well, you know, it ain't long, but gosh, he's so nice, and we really think he's going to go out there every Sunday, and God doggone it, he's just going to try as hard as he can, Tom, and well, maybe if we all believe just a little bit, if we believe in DeShone, he just might do it. He might win that second game. What do you say, kids?
Maybe there's a chance.
Right.
Now, that's my kind of guy. There you go. That's somebody thinking positive, and that's what we need to do here in Cleveland.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. We would love to see Cleveland finally get turned around and be a good football team up there. I'm in Ohio. I'm just a couple hours south of you in Columbus.
Oh, well, you should come up for dinner sometime. The wife and I would love to have you over, some fried chicken and some mashed potatoes.
John, I would be honored, Coach. I would love that. That would be, we must set that up, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck against those nemesis Pittsburgh Steelers that you're going to play week one.
You know, they signed that Joe Hayden, and now he's going to tell us all his playbook.
He's going to tell you guys?
Oh, no, wait, I got that all backwards and mixed up. Oh, geez.
Oh, you're just excited, aren't you, Coach? You're just excited the season's coming.
He tried. I got to admit, he tried. So, and we want DeShone to face the best. So, we figured if we let him go and go to our best rival, he has four opportunities every year to throw him interceptions.
Four?
Well, you know, I don't see very well anymore, so I'm looking at the schedule all backwards.
Oh. All right, Coach. Well, good luck this season, and we'll get together for that dinner.
We're gonna try.
Wow, John.
He is something. He is Mr. Positive. It's like the Mr. Rogers of the NFL.
He is a positive little fella, boy.
Dude, if I still made cartoons, I would definitely make a Mr. Rogers cartoon starring him, and he would go into make-believe land where Brock Osweiler could throw touchdowns all day long.
The guys are trying as hard as they can.
Right.
Little Dickens.
You are a factory of sadness!
So oh, no. The factory of sadness.
factories produce things. So just remember that.
Man, they told Odell Beckham, hey, man, you want to watch the Browns? And he said this.
How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
How long?
Some people have been sentenced to it for their whole lives, poor guys. There's some listening to us right now. One of them drove a fucking lawnmower into a lake one day when he was listening to us.
That's right.
So if he hears that, he's got to check in.
All right. Oh. So, yeah, so now we'll wait and see what happens to Osweiler. Man, you get traded from the Texans by giving away a pick, and then you get cut by the Browns. You're not doing too well.
No shit.
Oh, hey, speaking of Houston, yeah, we told you we had the douche of the decade, all right?
Right. But it ain't J.J. Watt.
So no. God, what a hero. Man, Houston, good God. This is just like rewind 12 years ago at the season starting, just like it did with Katrina.
Our first ever show was right after Katrina, and we felt really bad about making all kinds of jokes and shit. The whole country was reeling.
Oh, it was crazy, man. And now it's happening all over again. And the Astros were supposed to play the Rangers. Well, they had last week. They had a series with the Rangers.
The contending Astros. They're a damn good baseball team.
So they're going to play the Texas Rangers in Houston. And then there was another series coming up in Arlington on September 25th. So
a month away.
A series last week in Houston and a series in a month in Arlington. And that's what they had. So, you know, Houston, obvious, common sense. Hey, let's swap series. We'll come play there. You know, the last week they would go play there, and then in a month, then the Rangers would go to Houston.
Right. Hopefully by the time it would be, you know, ready to play. I doubt it.
Well, it doesn't matter because the Texas Rangers said, nah, we're not going to do that. That wouldn't be fair to our fans who have tickets for September.
Fucking dicks. That is a dick move.
They did offer to allow Houston to come play there last week, and they could just play both series in Arlington. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, see, I mean, yeah, it's not very good, is it? I mean, they're both actually. Houston has other things on their mind, obviously, but they are a contending team, World Series possibility team, and the Texas Rangers are contending for a wild card spot. The whole AFC, or AFC, jeez, I love freaking football. The whole American League wild cards is within a game and a half, and they're right in that mix.
Right.
So
right.
I can see why they do it, but what a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Move the series. Fuck that. W's got box seats, baby. You know, he goes to those games, you know. He's a fucking season ticket holder. Did you see the video from about a month and a half ago of him fucking photobombing some fucking girl that was on television? She was doing her little update from the game.
No.
And up from behind her comes Bush.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a beer. He comes up behind her. He waves.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't even know he's there. And then he walks off down to his seats. W makes George Bush look like a fuck. I mean, excuse me. Trump makes George W. Bush look like a goddamn gold coin.
I know. So, I know.
Yeah, that weekend they want to move it to. Hey, look, I got a thing.
Yeah.
So, fuck them. They're just going to have to play schedule, goddamn it. W out.
And then I'm going to ride in Jerry's helicopter.
Goddamn right. Nothing's better than riding in goddamn Jerry's helicopter. See, you got me mixing up voices.
I bring
Jerry up and my mouth automatically went.
Let's be honest. They're almost the same.
Hey, it's that goddamn Northeast Texas, baby.
Anyway, so the Astros said, no, we're not playing both series in your park. So they went and played last week at a neutral location, Tropicana Field in Tampa Bay.
Honestly, you know, that, in my opinion, that hurts the Astros.
Oh, yeah, it does. And it's, but hey, you know what? Boy, the Rangers are getting blasted online. Bad.
Good.
Bad.
I hope they get blasted by the goddamned Astros, because as an Oriole fan who's also in that game and a half mix, I want the Texas Rangers knocked around. Fuck them. I don't know what the score is right now against the fucking Blue Jays, but the Orioles better be winning. And there's our baseball update for the season.
I got one more thing before we get to our predictions, because it is sports related, it has to do with cheerleaders.
Okay.
Just high school cheerleaders. Don't get excited.
Oh. All right. Thank you. I better not. It's against the law.
All right. So there's this coach in Denver, and this coach is in trouble. My God, I don't know what this guy was thinking, John. He was forcing these cheerleaders to do splits by having their teammates hold them down and push them into split positions.
I look, when I was in cheer, that's what they made me do, and it really did hurt.
When you were in cheer.
All right, so yeah, I did see the video.
Oh, you did see it. Yeah, one girl pulled a ligament.
Oh, yeah, everybody. This is big time viral. We always act on this show like we're breaking news, but we are not.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know how big it had gotten because I saw it when it first came out the other day, and I've had it since then, but I didn't pay any attention to it beyond that. Anyway, one girl pulled a ligament, one strained a muscle, now five school employees, that includes the coach and the principal, are all on leave. And this girl...
It's because it's still the summer.
Yeah. Well, no, the school's back in session.
We're going to give them 2 days unpaid leave on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, one of these girls that got injured, man, they showed this video, and, you know, they're pushing down on her, and they're... And it's weird because it's almost like the other girls that are pushing her down, they don't want to do it, but they have to if they want to be
one
cheerleaders.
Of those new age birthing class videos.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Look, no Lamaze. You push like this and you don't get any vaccinations.
Well, here's you can't see it. I mean, you could go to YouTube. We should have probably done this as a field trip, but here's the audio of that girl.
Oh, I don't know why my hand around his jersey. I painted my nails and you told me to put the sparkle on it.
Oh, that's Megan. What do I mean? What do I do?
Wait a minute.
Well, cheerleader camp could have a lot to do with sparkles.
No.
Do the splits, Megan.
Megan.
That's right.
Oh no, I don't want to do the splits, Megan. Megan.
Do it.
No.
All right, no. Here's the real cheerleader. This is horrible.
No. You're gonna make it worse.
Stop. I can't.
Stop.
Oh my God! Wow! I don't know how many times she said please stop, but I mean that's like at that point you're assaulting her. She's screaming in pain, saying please stop, and you're still doing it. That's like criminal, right?
You probably signed a release without realizing.
Well, I.
There's a little checkbox that says you may not permanently injure my daughter. And if you don't look at it, well.
Well, the fact there is a video that made it back to that girl's parents, boy, that did them in. She sent that school the video and said, what is this? Nothing was done. They did nothing about it. So then, of course, they went to the school district, and yeah, now everybody's getting fired.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you know, rather than turn this into a serious show, one of the most competitive high school sports in America is the fucking cheerleading.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. They make these girls do ridiculously dangerous things, and there is no coverage. It's not like you play for the football team, you get your leg busted up, the school takes care of you. If you fall from freaking 20 feet up in the air and smash your head open, it's on you.
You have to have a certain level of health insurance to be allowed to be able to be on the, you know. I mean, my son had to be insured in order to play football.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'll tell you what, the cheerleading, it's crazy what they make them go through and what they have to, well, obviously that, but what they have to do and what they will not cover, they don't recognize it as an actual, I think in NCAA, they don't recognize it as an actual sport, and there's almost as many injuries in cheerleading as there is in football. Competitive cheerleading. It's ridiculous.
I think they have their own association.
I'll tell you what they do have. They have their own category on Pornhub. Stop. And sometimes they sound like that.
All right.
All right. That was really bad.
Let's get on to our predictions for the season.
Thank God. Before the FBI calls me.
I mean, everybody's picking the Cowboys, so we really don't even need to go beyond that, do we?
Hang on. Excuse me.
AFC. I'll just go through my division winners. You tell me whether agree or disagree.
All right.
Patriots.
Disagree. Oh, wait. You said Patriots. Yes, agree.
Steelers.
agree.
Titans.
Agree. They're the only thing in the AFC division.
And Raiders.
No, I disagree. I've got the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, I tell you what, John. I tell you what, See, if I'm over at mybookie.ag, I got to go with Raiders. Man, for some reason, I
know what it is.
You're going to start laughing.
I know what it
is. I wanted to pick the Chargers.
You wanted to pick the Chargers?
Yes.
My God, I am laughing. Hardy, hardy, hardy.
Their defense is severely upgraded. They've got all their receivers are healthy, and Melvin Gordon's coming into his third year, and the offensive line is looking really good.
The problem with the Chargers, and I'm going to lay it out for you as simply as I can put it, for the next 2 years, there's 53 men on the roster, but that stadium will only hold 37 of them. So they've got a severe – on home games, they've got a severe disadvantage.
All right. Okay.
Seriously, they're going to play in like a 25,000-seat stadium. That's ridiculous.
I thought they were playing in the Coliseum.
No, the Rams are playing in the Coliseum. The Chargers are playing in some little soccer field.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
It's about as big as the Hall of Fame game. Seriously, wow. That's what they're playing in.
Wow. All right.
I know. So I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs in that division.
All right.
The NFC East, we know what you're picking.
Spencer Ware.
So I'll tell you what. Let me run through my list. You tell me if you disagree.
Well, hold on. I was going to say Spencer Ware went down for the year and Jeremy Maclin's gone. I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see. I don't know.
They didn't lose Jeremy Maclin. They cut Jeremy Maclin.
Okay.
So I don't see that as a loss.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, NFC, go ahead.
All right, I got the Giants. I know you're going to disagree there.
All right.
I hate saying it. You know me. I hate saying that. I hate saying it more than I hate saying the Cowboys. All right, you didn't disagree?
I do disagree. I mean, their offensive line is one of the worst in the league.
I think that Eli and those receivers are going to be able to do something to be able to counter that, and I like their defense, and I really... I know you're all in on the Cowboys and everything like that, but I'm not so sure.
I don't know
that they can get over the hump. So I'm gonna take the Giants. I think it'll be one of those divisions that comes down to 9-7, 10-6. The Vikings, I have.
Dude,
the Vikings.
I wanted to take them too.
I have the Vikings. I like the defense. I like their offense. They got a hot shot new back, and they got Latavius Murray that everybody overlooks.
Oh, I don't overlook him,
but he can carry some carries to give. Dalvin Cook some freaking breaks.
Okay,
he can match him. I think
I just couldn't bring myself to pick Sam Bradford over Aaron Rodgers.
I can't pick anybody with a mustache like Aaron Rodgers has.
I would take the Lions before I took the Vikings, actually.
And that's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Aaron Rodgers is going to come to the line and go 45, Oakley Dokley.
If Amir Abdullah plays 16 games, the Lions are going to be a fucking force to deal with, man.
I certainly hope you put some red lights on top of that if, because they are tall enough. That is a big enough if to fucking qualify for having to keep airplanes away from it.
Well, he's only had one season. Come on. Just because he got hurt 1 year doesn't mean he's going to get hurt every year.
One out of one is 100%, my friend.
All right, go on.
NFC South, the Carolina Panthers are going to step back up. Ooh. I believe.
I'm a Cam believer. I'm going to stick with the Falcons, man. That offense is ridiculous. It's just better now than it was last year. I mean,
I don't know.
Okay.
Personnel-wise, but the play caller and the developer have
I don't
gone.
Care. The playbook's still there. They're going to run the same plays, man.
All right. NFC West, I don't think there's any argument here.
Nope.
Seattle, it's their division to lose.
Yep. All right. AFC Championship.
The Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers on the big arm of badass Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, right. Well, let's get back to reality where the Patriots are going to beat the Steelers.
Oh, get out of here. Come on. What is this, last year? For God's sakes. Nope. I got to go with the Chiefs. I just need a difference. I need a change.
Okay, so you're hoping. I'm going over to mybookie.ag, and I'm getting paid. You go ahead and keep hoping.
I am hoping. All right. NFC Championship. Are you ready? You go first.
Seahawks over the Cowboys.
Okay, well, I got the Panthers over the Cowboys. I got the Cowboys probably facing off with the Panthers, with the Seahawks in the playoffs and losing.
You got the Giants winning the division, but you got the Cowboys going to the NFC Conference game?
That's right. There's a wild card team. I got them in the conference game against the Carolina Panthers.
All right.
I actually have the Cowboys beating the Seattle Seahawks in my in my mock-up.
Wow. All right.
So there you go. And your Super Bowl pick, sir?
Seahawks over the Patriots. They get revenge for the interception at the goal line.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers over the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to make Alex Smith sit on the other side of the cloth barrier this time while the Panthers whoop it up.
Okay.
So all right. Got the Panthers.
There you go. We know just as much as everybody else, which is not quite everything and maybe a little more than average.
That's right. And a little more than average will win you money at mybookie.ag.
That's right. It will. You don't have to be undefeated, perfect, all that. All you got to do is be better than average.
Right. You win a dollar, it's a successful season.
You will make a profit. Very simple.
Right. You got to think like Hugh Jackson. Just get out there and try.
All right. You got email?
Yes, I do. Christian says, I can't wait for my Falcons to go to the Super Bowl only to give up in the third quarter of the season and not make it to the playoffs. Can't say that I disagree with our friend Christian there.
I do.
I got one other comment that I'm going to read this week because we are way short of time. And it comes from our Twitter at Bang Radio Hour, where you're going to have some fun starting this week because I do predictions of every single game. And Tom, last year, I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but I was 168-2.
Yeah, these aren't your average predictions, folks. Go check them out.
That's right. That's right. So let's see. We had a bold prediction from Leo Glasgow, who is a Jets fan. Dude, I feel sorry for you. You really should have looked at the fucking eclipse. You really should have.
I forgot there was even a team there, to be honest. It's
the
that
Jets
bad.
Would do better off by cutting everybody tomorrow, Tom.
Yes.
Just picking a new team off the waiver wire.
Yes.
That's it. Just cut them all.
Except for that one receiver, that Robbie dude.
All right. Well, they just picked up a new receiver this week. Because I know you were in the car. Did you hear about the trade from Seattle?
Curse?
They got Curse, and they gave up the lineman. Oh, what the fuck is his name off the top of my head? I'm sitting here not paying attention.
Offense or defense? Looking at
defensive lineman.
I know who you're talking about.
Better ones. Sheldon Richardson. Richardson.
Yeah.
So that's a good move for the Seahawks. And there was a seventh-round pick went by. Anyway, Leo Glasgow says, bold prediction, a Dallas Cowboy player will be caught smacking the shit out of a woman this season.
Oh, jeez.
So there you go, Tom. I think that's got it in the
box. Yeah, they'll probably sack Eli a couple times, I'm sure.
God, dang, why you got to go trusting in my goddamn man?
But, you know, hey, the Jets do have Bilal Powell, and he's the only guy in NFL history whose name is vomit. Bilal.
See, you hear vomit, I hear Dracula. Blah, blah.
Bilal. Bilal.
Oh, my God.
Bilal.
This is what you get with this show, folks.
Bilal.
We are analyzing blah, blah.
Bilal.
Blah.
Blah. Yeah.
Blah. The Jets suck. Oh, hell. I mean, you know, it would be worth it to buy the NFL ticket just to watch every Jets game for the comedy that you're going to get to see.
Right.
Christian Hackenberg. All right, y'all that have been listening to the show for a long time know I'm a Penn State fan, and I used to bitch about Christian Hackenberg like nobody's business. You just wait. You just wait. All right, well, that's all I got.
All right, we'll be back after week one's games, and here we go, man. It's time, finally. It is here.
Yeah, here we go.
We have a real NFL game in less than a week.
The Redskins open with the Eagles.
Cowboys get the Giants on Sunday night. I'm getting tired of this.
Ooh.
I don't like this.
Yeah, you guys got the Giants on Sunday night football all the time.
Every opener
it's usually
now.
A damn good game, though.
I know. But when it's in Dallas, it usually goes the wrong way.
Yeah, that's why they do it. Y'all usually get him back at the end of the year.
Though. Yeah, I know.
Although, from what I understand, our big fat friend EDP, his YouTube page is gone. I haven't gone to look, but that's what somebody put on our Facebook page, which, by the way, is Bang Radio Hour. And you can follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour.
No.
No? Well, maybe he did.
He's gone?
I don't know. Maybe he died. I mean, seriously, you know the dude was one bad pass away from a fucking cardiac.
Right.
Doug fucking Peterson.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, our friend Ben Boyce sold Doug Peterson a dishwasher. Remember I mentioned last week there was a picture of him?
Yeah.
It was a dishwasher. So there you go.
All right.
Just for those of you keeping score.
Odell, what do you say?
How long you ain't supposed to look at
it? I don't know, man. I don't know either. Wade Phillips, did you look at the eclipse? What'd you see?
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dude, Aaron Donald's going to get off this year.
Okay.
Hey, Wade Phillips, you know what he does? He changes defenses.
Yeah, he does. All
right. Well, anyway, we're just happy talking now.
Because the season's about to start, damn it.
That's right. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
We be recalibrating.
I'll be firing up my section.
I was busy firing up my section. I showed up to play.
All right, everybody go join the Eliminator Challenge and join the Pigskin Pick'em out there, Bang Radio Hour 2017 on ESPN.com over on their fantasy section.
And make sure you make all your bets at mybookie.ag. Put in the promo code BANG and get your deposit matched, and we will do it again next time.
Later.
Of all the ways to go blind, this is probably the fastest. So better get yourself Eclipse sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
How long you ain't supposed to look at it?
Eli with the interception to seal the
loss.
Very good,
Eli. You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.